the titans of that day, revolutionized business in America. We became the sort of dominant economic force in the world because we could make stuff, we could create stuff, we could build stuff, we could power stuff.
John Rockefeller's Standard Oil is now the largest producer of refined kerosene in the country. And his exclusive deal with Vanderbilt allows him to ship his product to homes throughout the country at incredibly cheap rates. But for Rockefeller, it isn't enough. He's outgrown his deal with Vanderbilt. Once unable to fill Vanderbilt's trains, now he has more oil than the Commodore can possibly ship. And Vanderbilt's biggest competitor knows it. Tom Scott is the president of one of the largest train lines in the country. He wants to take Vanderbilt's place as king of the railroads. And he knows a deal with Rockefeller is the key. Scott heads to Cleveland with his protege, a young up-and-comer named Andrew Carnegie. As Scott's most trusted lieutenant, Carnegie has helped craft the pitch.